Hello everyone. Today I'll be talking to you about how do you use at scale on Azure HD Insight. My name is Pranav Rastogi and I'm a program manager on the Azure HD Insight team. I largely work with customers and the ecosystem of open source projects and applications built by ISPs to help customers be more productive and complete their big data journey. So today we look at scale. AtScale is an application that you can use to do BI on top of Hadoop. And we look at what problems is AtScale helping us solve. A quick overview of what is HD Insight. HD Insight is a fully managed open source Hadoop Spark offering by Microsoft. Beyond Hadoop and Spark, HD Insight also has other cluster types. So you can do Kafka, Storm, HBase, R Server, Interactive Query, Hive. All these clusters are fully supported. Microsoft provides an SLA of 3 nines on the availability of the entire cluster itself. You can easily spin up these clusters on demand. The data in these clusters is stored in a remote store, which is Azure Data Lake Store or Azure Blob Storage. This remote storage allows you to sort of create clusters, process data, delete clusters, without having to lose any data, which allows you to reduce your total cost of ownership by about 60% as compared to on-prem. There's a rich variety of developer tool sets that are available in terms of IntelliJ, Visual Studio Code, Eclipse, which you can use to write your jobs. And lastly, this service supports a broader ecosystem as well. So you can install open source projects as well as applications from industry's leading ISVs. We have created HD Insight application platform as a way for customers to discover and install these applications from the ecosystem. One of the key challenges that customers have is how do you figure out whether this application is what you want? Because there's so many applications available. And then how do you install it, configure it? By the time you install it, you know, the time to value is sort of quite long. And so to address all of these, we have created the application platform where customers can just discover applications, install applications using a single click experience, and then use the application so they can be productive very quickly. From an authoring perspective, it's very easy to author these applications and sort of publish it to our marketplace to make it available to all users. So let's look at what scenario is AtScale helping us in our big data solution. In a typical big data sort of environment, you have data coming in from lots of different data sources. Data is in different formats. It could be structured, unstructured, and the data lands in your sort of store. And the next sort of operation that most users want to do is sort of get insights from the data, do some business insights from the data itself. And a typical process that would look like, you know, users would sort of move the data to some sort of a BI solution or a warehousing solution like SQL Data Warehouse that we have in Azure. However, in some cases, you know, users just want to keep the data in the lake because then they can do all kinds of use cases. They can do analytics, they can do BI on the same data set that's sitting in the data lake. So that makes it very attractive. However, so that's where AtScale comes in. Like AtScale allows you as an end user to get insights from your data by providing you an OLAP cube over your data, which is stored in Hadoop itself. And it's very good for business analysts because business analysts don't have to write any Hive queries or Spark jobs. They can use the visual interface that AtScale provides and use familiar tools like Excel, Power BI to create their dashboards, create their reports, and then query over data which sits in Azure HD Insight. And they can leverage AtScale because AtScale then translates any operation in Excel or Power BI to a query which runs on the cluster itself. So they can use the scale-out mechanism of HD Insight to scale to petabyte size and get sort of response in a few seconds. So let's take a quick look on how you can install AtScale and a quick demo of connecting it to Excel. So here I'm in the Azure management portal. So this is a portal where you can come and create and manage Azure resources. In this case, I've created a Hadoop cluster, and I'm going to browse to the Applications tab. So this is a place where I can discover applications and install applications from the ecosystem itself. So in this case, as you're seeing, I've installed two applications like AtScale and StreamSets. The way I got AtScale was by doing the following. I clicked Add, and I clicked AtScale over here. AtScale needs a license key, which you can get by going to this website. They also offer you a free trial as well. Once you put the license key and accept the legal terms, which basically says you want to purchase this app, so you hit create, and if you click OK, it's going to install AtScale on your cluster itself. So I've already installed AtScale. So let me launch AtScale and show you the experience. So I can click this web page to launch the AtScale UI, and I can enter the username and password of AtScale itself. So now I'm logging in as an AtScale user, and AtScale does connect to LDAP and stuff, so you can use your Active Directory credentials as well. So again, there are lots of projects over here. In particular, I'm going to look at a sample project, which is called Azure Sample. What this is showing you is, you know, I have data from all the call centers that I have stored in a Hive table. And these are the different dimensions possible for the data set. You know, I have device make, country, I have device model, state. So there are different slices that I have done. And I'll be able to use these different dimensions in my BI tool, which is Excel. So what I'll do is I will go to my sample, and I can launch the connection information. So this will tell you how you can connect through various tools, how can you connect through JDBC, MDX, ODBC, and SQL. And here are instructions on how you can connect to Excel. I'm just going to switch to my machine, and I'm going to launch Excel, where I'll show you how you can connect to AtScale. So this is a workbook that I have created, which is connected to the AtScale instance running on HD Insight. And what I had to do was, so I just went to data, get data from database, and then I selected analysis services, and then I entered the endpoints over here, and I was able to connect to AtScale. So here what you're seeing is, I showed you the same dimensions, and I can now sort of do familiar Excel operations. So this is Excel. You know, I've created pivot tables over here. There are some results. Here are some charts that I can make. I can also click the charts and say, I only want to see the results instead of all countries. I just want to see these three countries. And then when I click OK, this is running an OLAP query, which translates to a query that runs on the cluster itself. So again, you can have petabytes of data, and you can interactively query over that data and sort of get insights faster. So this is what AtScale sort of allows you to do. It allows you to connect your favorite BI tools to data that's sitting in Hadoop with Azure HD Insight, and then get insights from the data faster, because now you can use Excel operations, which you're most familiar with. So this was a quick overview of the application platform on HD Insight and how you can use AtScale to do BI on top of Hadoop. Here are some links where you can learn more about the application platform, how can you install custom applications, and then a link to try out AtScale on HD Insight. Thank you.